Good afternoon. I'm Kevin Robbins from the Rooney Moon Broadcasting News Center with a 105.9 KSL Country local news update. In what is being described as a victim of the economy and down markets, Abengoa will be shutting down temporarily. The ethanol plant that has been a fixture in the industrial economy of Portales will join another of the biofuel giant's plants in Colwich, Kansas, in a temporary shutdown, which the company said would allow them to take advantage of the downtime to do extensive maintenance. The ethanol plant underwent a similar temporary shutdown back in 2008 before reopening again following a brief hiatus. According to Biofuels Digest, the Portales plant will likely shut down the first week of January and will reopen whenever the market conditions warrant such a move. The ranks of GOP candidates for president has dwindled by one, but overall, the same number of total candidates is in place. Confused? Well, you may be, but consider that former governor of New Mexico Gary Johnson is dropping his campaign bid as a Republican and is shifting gears to run for the Libertarian Party nomination. This is according to information reported by Politico.com. Johnson had drawn very little attention as a serious candidate for the Republicans and has a track record for being fiscally conservative, though his support of abortion rights and legalizing marijuana put him too far outside the track of typical GOP contenders. The current Republican contender Ron Paul, who himself had once been the Libertarian candidate for president, said that he is supportive of Johnson's decision to run for the Libertarian nomination.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Eastern New Mexico may not be in store for a white Christmas necessarily, but the potential is there for some white days leading up to the holiday. The National Weather Service is reporting that the area is under a winter storm watch that will be in place from late tonight through Friday afternoon. The difference in this weather pattern is that predictions for snow accumulations in this part of the state are much less compared to other storm fronts that have rolled through the area recently, but bitter cold temperatures are anticipated. The storm is going to cover over the Four Corners region tonight and will pass into southeastern parts of the state by Friday and Friday evening. Brad Rippey, meteorologist with the Department of Agriculture, described how the storm is expected to approach this part of the state.
There is a secondary storm riding down the Rockies, and that will bring quite a bit of snow to the mountain areas all the way from Montana down to New Mexico over the next couple of days.
Weather forecasts are basically clear at this point for Christmas Day itself. That's according to the National Weather Service. And now it's time for sports with Doc Elder.
With your Rooney Moon Broadcasting Sports Update, I'm Doc Elder. Normally, this is the season to buy gifts for other people, but the Texas Rangers bought one for themselves, shelled out $51.7 million for the rights to talk and try to sign a Japanese pitcher, a young man by the name of Yu Darvish, who is supposedly the best pitcher in Japan. That's a pretty steep price just for getting a chance to talk to somebody. I hope it all works out. That's your Rooney Moon Broadcasting Sports Update. I'm Doc Elder.
Area forecast tonight, partly cloudy with lows in the mid to upper 20s. Coming up for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers. Daytime highs in the 30s with a breeze out of the northeast at 10 to 20 miles per hour. That's your local news update. For more local news and community events information, log on to our website at kslcountry.com. Have a great evening. I'm Kevin Robbins on 105.9 KSL Country. Good afternoon. I'm Kevin Robbins from the Rooney Moon Broadcasting News Center with a 105.9 KSL Country local news update. President Obama has not been the only one busy announcing his intention to run again. Here in New Mexico, many familiar faces have been busy making their intentions known that they would be interested in running for current Senator Jeff Bingaman's seat. We've previously reported that former Congresswoman Heather Wilson is seeking the Republican nomination for Bingaman's long-held position in the U.S. Senate. One of the first prominent Democrats announced over the weekend that he would seek that party's nomination as well. Congressman Martin Heinrich, who currently holds Wilson's former seat, representing the 1st District in the House, announced on Saturday that he is officially in the race. For the departing Bingaman, he is not making a surprise of who he will throw his support behind once we get into the primaries next year.
Well, I would like to see a Democrat replace me in the U.S. Senate, and once we get into the process of nominating a Democratic nominee and actually get one nominated at the primary next year, I would expect to support that person, whoever that is.
Bingaman announced in February that he would not seek re-election. A company that was denied an application to build a pipeline that would run from Fort Sumner to Santa Fe is going to try the approval process again. According to the New Mexico News Network, Berendo LLC plans to appeal the state engineer's ruling that would effectively keep the company from constructing a water pipeline that would flow from Dubaca County to Santa Fe County. State Representative Dennis Kinte from Roswell said that he is opposed to the appeal to build the pipeline.
This project, which involves moving large quantities of water from the Pecos River Basin up to Santa Fe, could start a precedent that would have a terrible effect for the whole southeastern part of the state.
Berendo submitted an application to the engineer's office 2 years ago to move 6,600 acre-feet of water from its well in Dubaca County 2 points north. Opponents of the pipeline suggested that removing that volume of water would have an adverse impact on the agriculture in the Fort Sumner and Santa Rosa areas. And we have more details on a destructive wildfire that has burned over 6,000 acres in the Ruidoso area. The New Mexico Environment Department is asking residents in that area to conserve water due to power outages caused by what is being called the White Fire, which was touched off during windy conditions evident yesterday. That fire has downed multiple power lines in the Ruidoso area and has cut off continuous water supply to some neighborhoods in that region. A conservation request is in place until tonight or possibly into tomorrow. And as far as the area forecast goes tonight, mostly clear skies. We're going to have an overnight low in Pertales around 29. Clovis's low of 30 degrees. Coming up on Tuesday, sunny skies in Pertales with a daytime high of 81. More of the same for Clovis with west winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. That's your local news update. For more local news and community events information, visit us online at kclcountry.com. Have a great evening. I'm Kevin Robbins on 105.9 KCL Country.